This is St. Louis Public Radio. You hear a lot about arts activism in St. Louis these days. The events of Ferguson have moved dozens of visual and performing artists to create work around social justice issues. But the founder of the Black Rep, Ron Himes, says his company has led the local activist movement for nearly four decades. For the past few years, though, Himes has ridden a bucking bronco of instability as subscription sales plummeted and the company lost its home stage. But this year, Washington University is offering the Edison Theater for the Black Rep's full season, along with offices and rehearsal space. Himes talks with St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler about the organization's mission and return to stability.
We've sort of been in a whirlwind the last couple of years. You know, it's felt like swimming upstream in a tsunami. But I think that we're hitting quieter waters, and I think that we have put ourselves in a position to be supported in a way that we were, and hopefully better than we had been in the past. And I think that that makes the future look brighter.
So I talked with Felicia Shaw, the new head of the Regional Arts Commission, recently, and she indicated that she would push for more funding for minority-focused arts programs. With her at the head of this major arts funding organization, do you have any thoughts about how that might ultimately help the Black Rep?
I think that more funding for institutions of color from whatever sources would be great for this community. I think that there are lots of conversations going on about equity and equality. However, the conversation is not as broad when it comes to arts and culture. The arts seem to be, you know, something that is a luxury. And at some point, we have to begin to talk about arts and culture in the same breath as we talk about other things and not talk about it as though it is a luxury, because we know the impact that the arts can have.
So it's been a year since the death of Michael Brown and, you know, the issues that that revealed, and sort of an artistic movement that's, you know, sprung out of the unrest. Damon Davis, you know, his hands up photographs around the country, and DeAndrea Nichols, who's an arts activist, and Hitana Productions, Black and Blue. I'm sure you're familiar with that play. So is that sort of a train that you feel like you're on, or are you just doing what you've always done?
I feel like it is a train that we have been on. I feel like those are cars that have been added to a train that has been moving since the Underground Railroad. Artists in the African-American community and in minority communities generally have been activists, and their art has been art that has spoken to the community or attempted to speak to the community.
So what do you want your legacy to be?
That personally, that he started a company that outlived him, that he afforded some young people opportunities to train, to develop, and to have a place to showcase their talent, that we supported writers, that we supported new African-American voices, and that the Black Rep was a place where diversity has always been important and always been part of our core values.